Hi, I'm Malcolm Nichols.
And I'm Richard Ayling.
And this is Man Reimagined, a podcast where we, as men, attempt to reimagine ourselves in the 21st century.
How can we respond to the big questions that we're facing, both within ourselves and within society, and make sense of this ever-changing world?
We don't have all the answers, but we do want to create a conversation. So join us moving forward as a man reimagined.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Man Reimagined. My name is Richard Ayling, and my good friend Malcolm Nichols should be on the other end of the world. Say hello, Mal.
Hello, Rich. Yep, I'm definitely on the other end of the world, and I'm definitely on the other end of this line. It's good to be back, mate. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm English, so I'm just going to acknowledge the weather situation before anything else.
Please do.
It's a beautiful but slightly cloudy day here in Lisbon, and the forecast for the next week is rain, which I'm not enthusiastic about. That aside, all is good. How
about that's the best icebreaker I think we've come across, mate. Well, if I was to return the favour, because I'm on the other end of the world, you're coming into your the mid to late spring. I'm coming into my mid to late autumn, which means that right now I've got buffeting rain and wind hitting my window of the house as we're sitting here making this recording, and the sunlight has gone and it's dark and it's dreary. And anyway, man, that's my weather update. Let's get on with the show.
It makes me happy to know that it's shit weather for you as well. That's All right, diving in. Like, today we're going to do something slightly differently, in that we've brought an expert in, or a so-called expert. He thinks that of himself, and onto the topic of something that affects men for sure, but also humans in general. So this is kind of really for everyone, not just for men. And we're going to talk about and tackle the subject of anxiety. And joking aside, the person that I've invited to talk about this is someone that has helped me through it, and we've worked on this a lot of the last couple of years, and he is none other than the good Malcolm Nichols. Malcolm, welcome as a guest onto the show.
Yeah, thanks, mate. That was a lovely little introduction, and it actually feels quite nice to be sitting here on the other end of the interview line and to have you interview me. I'm really looking forward to it, Rich.
I mean, we talked about this before, obviously, and this is something that, like I said, we've been working on together, but this is really your field of expertise. I find that people tend to kind of, on the spectrum of extreme emotions, that there seems to be like anxiety on the one side, which is that kind of, very alive and pulsing, yep, kind of, whoa, and on the other end, there's the sort of depression, which is like kind of low energy, no movement, no motivation, right? That's a non-psychologist way of trying to sort of understand and how I tend to work with it. And I definitely lean more towards the heavy energy, depressive side of things. So anxiety is not something it's not my go-to. It's not something that I can help people through it with kind of breath techniques and from what I've learned, but it's not something I can embody or can severely relate to. So I'm really interested in hearing you talk about anxiety, why you think it's why we're talking about it today. Let's start there. Like, it affects so many people, it affects men, and our inability to talk about it, to share our experiences. But let's just go general. Like, how do you describe anxiety? What's your relationship to it as a human and professionally?
Jesus, that's a very big and good question to start out with. I mean, so one of the big things I think with anxiety, and when we say anxiety, it's important to know that anxiety is a spectrum, right? And on one end of it is stress, low level kind of stress that people experience at work, and then at the other end you've got full-blown panic, right? Those panic attacks where people are kind of caught in the complete and utter sensory overload and unable to function. So there's this big line that people can be along in terms of where they are with anxiety. And if you take anxiety from that perspective, it is a it's an epidemic, really. You know, we've just gone through a pandemic of, you can take your perspective, right? But we've gone through a pandemic of quite large proportions. You know, lots of people have died. And I actually think that we're in a pandemic of anxiety. You know, it's an epidemic that is affecting millions and millions and millions of lives, and of all ages too. You know, I mean, because certainly what I've encountered as a consequence of the last 2 years particularly, but it's been a growing epidemic before we got into all the lockdowns and everything. You know, young people, the anxiety and stress in young people is just off the charts right now. The amount of kids who can't go to school because they're just too anxious is fucking horrific, to be perfectly honest. But you know, right all the way through the age groups, anxiety is a massive, massive issue. And it's constantly talked about, but it is really, really poorly understood, you know. And so from my perspective, you know, one of my big goals, if you like, really, one of the things that I'm really now striving to do is I want to educate people to, if you like, about what anxiety is, and create a whole different type of conversation. Because I think the conversation that we currently have in the world about anxiety is actually the wrong conversation. and it's the conversation about how to treat it, you know, what's going on and how to treat it. I believe that we're actually doing it wrong. We're treating it, we're misunderstanding what anxiety is, and therefore we're treating it poorly, or wrongly, actually, I think in most instances. So for me, what I'm wanting to do is to educate, to create a greater understanding of what anxiety is, which will lead to a completely different way of treating it. Because
can we zoom out for a second? Because I'd love to understand why.
Absolutely.
Why are you talking about this? I was asking, like, I sound like some harsh interviewer. Why are we listening to you? Go. But yeah, like, why? You and I, you know, we're men's coaches. You work in leadership. Like, why would I listen to you? Why would anyone listen to you on this subject? You know, like, what's your professional relationship to this? Why are you able to kind of take this different standpoint?
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, thanks, man. So that, that is a very, very important question. So if I back all this up, right? So for the last, I mean, it's 20 years now since I first started training as a body worker. So I've just on 20 years ago, I began training in a therapy called Hellerwerk. It's called Hellerwerk Structural Integration is its full name. But Hellerwerk is a body of work which is an integration, if you like, of both working physically on the human body, but also working with the human being that is inside that body. So it's a real combination of physical work and this kind of mental and emotional work that goes with it. So I've been half body worker and half counselor for the last 15 to 20 years. And so as an underlying philosophy, you know, when I treat people, when I work on people, the key element that I've always come from is that the human body is the container of our human experience. So how people stand, how people move, the tension we carry, the aches and pains that we have in our body are all as a consequence of our life, of our human experience, right? And not just our human experience, but the experiences and the cultural influences and the familial influences that are handed on to us, you know, all of that is kind of comes on us, and it gets stored in our body, and it often gets reflected in pain and tightness and tension and things like that, right? So for the last 15, 20 years, people have been coming to see me because I'm a body worker. People come to see me because they've generally usually got some kind of physical pain, you know, a pain in the back, tightness in their neck and shoulders, you know, headaches, all that kind of thing. And what I've always done is I've kind of gone into the body and I've released that tightness, that pain, and alleviated that pain. But as I've been doing that, there's been this really remarkable thing that's kind of evolved as I've gone. And that has been that as I've released this physical pain, there's been a really noticeable shift in people's emotional experience, and not just their emotional experience, but their thoughts and their, you know, the amount of people who come in, who I've had come in, who have, you know, they've been stuck in these kind of quite, you know, you mentioned your journey with depression, right? Like people have been stuck in depressive loops or anxious loops in their mind and their thoughts, and they've come in and I've just worked on their body, and they've had these quite big, not just emotional shifts, but like mental transformations as well, has been quite profound. So I guess
could you give us an example, like without sharing anyone's real name, obviously?
Well, you know, like, yeah, I mean, look, I guess this links back into anxiety, right? But you know, one of the common things that people come into is they'll come in and they'll see me and they're like, I've got really tight neck and shoulders, right? This is a common one. I mean, you know, 50% of all office workers, right, at some point will go, God, I've just got so much tension in my shoulders, you know, and and I can, you know, speak of a person that I've worked on recently who was going through quite a bit of trouble at work, you know, a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, you know, and physically what was happening in her body is she was getting headaches, neck and shoulders were off the charts tight, and back pain, right? And they're all kind of going together. And so what happens, so taking that example, like taking somebody coming in, they've got these physical stresses, this physical pain in the body. And often, so what I will often do is, you know, they've got this physical tension, but you know, there'll be lots of questions around, you know, how are you feeling in your life? And every single person, when I ask, you know, if I get into the question and they're talking about, I've got really tense shoulders and headaches, for example, like this person I was working on, you know, without doubt, there's always a sense of stress in their life. You know, it's always there to some level of some degree or another, right? And so if I'm going to stick with this recent example, right, what I've found is that, and what I did with this person was I got them down and just through the type of body work I do, got into not just working on the physical body, but getting them to come into their breath, getting them to come into their the way that their tension and the way that they're holding their body, and getting them to learn how to actually feel the tension in their own body and learn to let it go while I'm also physically letting it go from the outside. Sticking with this person, you know, two really profound things happen. One, the pain goes, you know, and that's obviously the big important thing for somebody coming in who's got shoulder, neck pain and headaches. But then secondly, there's this thing that happens without really realizing it, which is all of a sudden the experiencing being wound up. And so for this person, you know, she noticed that all of a sudden all of those conversations that she was having with her boss, and also all of her the people, her team that worked underneath her, how she was being so really, really responsive and when I say responsive, like reactive and quite angry and overwhelmed. All of a sudden, what was happening for them was that they were able to have a completely different conversation. It was almost as if the exact same situation that was causing all of the stress before no longer seemed to have any stress. It just disappeared. And I found this, like that's one example. That's the most recent example I've got. I mean, it's comes from a couple of weeks ago, but I've been experiencing that for the last 15 to 20 years of working with people. It's like, if the body, the moment the body changes, the moment the body shifts and releases this tightness, this pain, this tension that's in there, everything else tends to shift as well. And by everything else, I mean how this person is feeling, the emotions that they're experiencing, but also their thoughts and how they're interpreting what's going on. All of that actually shifts, and it's actually a really, really profound realization. And this, you know, just to finish this off, and what this example shows, and this is for me one of the things that people don't really understand, is, you know, out there by mind, body and emotions, everybody goes, yeah, mind, body and emotion, you know, we heal the mind, body and emotions, but nobody really knows what that means, or nobody really knows what the mind, body and emotions, they say they're linked together, nobody really knows what that means. But what that really means, and this is the insight that one of the most profound insights there is that when we do something in one of those three realms, like if you have a thought, then the moment you have that thought, our body is going to have some kind of an emotional response and a physical response. And that physical response might be tension. It might be a shift in our breathing, a shift in the way we stand, whatever, right? But it means that whenever we do something in one, the other two have to follow and respond. So it also means that whenever we have an emotion, like say you witness a car crash, or the, you know, you haven't seen your child, like I certainly have this one, I haven't seen my daughter for a wee while, you know, the moment I see her, I have an emotional response. But alongside that, there's also a physical response, and there's a thought that enters my head as well, right? And so there's this linkage that goes on. And what this means from what I'm discovering is that if we change the body, if we release the body in some way, it automatically has an impact on our emotions and our thoughts. And it has to, because of the link. And this is the profound understanding that I've gained over the last 15 to 20 years when it comes to healing people. And this is the profound, and using this profound realization is what I think is missing when it comes to treating people with anxiety. And
if we can loop back to that, because you know, to be fair, like there's a lot of traditions out there that, you know, like yoga, and just to take one example, we're both yoga teachers that obviously have made these connections before. And yet what I'm hearing you say is that the way that we're treating anxiety is the thing that you're saying that needs to shift, and that people are coming at it from the wrong approach. So I guess, could you highlight succinctly, like, how people are going about treating anxiety currently, and how you think it could be done differently? Because you said, you know, people are going about it wrong right now. Like, so yeah, what would it look like?
Right. Well, so, you know, I think, I mean, the main people, when we go to, when somebody's anxious with anxiety, right? I mean, the main people that most people will go to is either a doctor, and they might go and get some anti-anxiety pills or something to that degree, or antidepressant pills as well, depending on what's going on. Or they might go to a psychologist and try to figure out what's causing my anxiety. What are my thoughts? What are the triggers in my brain that are causing my anxiety, and try to understand it from there. And I mean, a lot of psychologists and a lot of people will do things also around, you know, when you feel yourself get anxious, you know, breathe and try to slow your breathing down and take deeper breaths and whatnot. But it's kind of like it's a secondary thought. It's a thing that you do to calm yourself down, so that you can then begin to understand the mind and what's going on in the mind. But in the world of psychology, that the primary place that you still need to go is in the mind, right? And that's the accepted way that it is in that world. And whereas, in my belief, and this is where I think we've got it all wrong, is that in my opinion, anxiety is actually a physical condition. It has mental and emotional triggers that trigger us, but actually what's going on is purely a physical reaction. It's a physical reaction to a moment in a situation, right? And so what that means in my book is it means that actually what we should be doing is we should be treating anxiety from that perspective. And so by doing that, by thinking of it in that way, it actually creates a completely different paradigm, because what that then means, and so when I talk about anxiety as a treating it as a physical condition, what anxiety physically is it's a firing of our flight response in our nervous system. So it's survival, right? It's driven mainly by fear, and it's all about survival, right? And the beautiful thing is about the way a human being is wired, in fact the way all animals are wired, is that flight response, that, and it's called the sympathetic nervous response, is exactly the same in all of us. Like, you and I don't have different nervous systems and different flight responses. It's all the same. Whereas the trigger that we have for our anxiety, such as the fear of rejection or the fear of getting our exam wrong or the fear of being fired from our job, whatever it might be, right? That is, every single one of us is going to have a different trigger, but in the body, it is all exactly the same. And so what this means is that if we simply look at treating anxiety from that physical perspective and coming into it, then it is so much easier. I mean, it can be scary for a lot of people, because coming into that feeling can be quite intense, but from a treatment perspective, it is so simple, so much easier to do than to try to unravel a lifetime of absolute fucking bullshit that we've stored up in our head, basically, to be brutally honest, right? But the body doesn't know the story. The body doesn't care about the story. The body is just simply being triggered. There's this purpose that personally has awakened inside of me about wanting to shift this, the way that we look at anxiety and how we treat it. Because if we do just treat it from this physical perspective, it opens the door for everybody to get treated. And I say that because at the moment, with the way that we look at it as a mental condition, you know, it's driven by our thoughts. It's driven by our negative spiraling thoughts that create it. It creates this, in my opinion anyway, it creates this quite negative perception of ourselves around it. It's like, fuck, you know, I'm doing this to myself. Why can't I get these thoughts sorted? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing it? And it actually puts a lot of blame on us, I think, by labeling it in such a way. Whereas if all we did is say, look, you've just got an overactive nervous system, and all we need to do is calm you down. Because the moment we calm you down, if your nervous system calms down, then your thoughts and emotions are automatically going to calm down with that. Then all of a sudden, it destigmatizes what anxiety is, and it makes it accessible for all of us to get treatment or to get help.
That sounds really important, you know, to sort of destigmatize it and not think of it as something that we need to take medication for, or necessarily, even, again, we're not claiming that that's something you mustn't do, but to reapproach it physically, that sounds really, really interesting. And we know the value. I think a lot of people understand the value of the breath now, and calming and being able to self-regulate. But it's also not household awareness, for sure. Like, can you maybe just paint it in clearer terms of like the impact that you've been able to have, or treating anxiety this way has had on some of the people that you've worked with?
I mean I'm just even speaking about, you know, so you mentioned I do leadership training, right? And so one of the things that we do on our leadership courses is we do this work. We do work around bringing people. So these are business leaders, you know, these are people who are out there in the world, and, you know, some of them are very high, very successful, done very well in their jobs. Most of them are stressed out of their box, right? And also quite physically disconnected from their bodies and what's going on. And so, you know, one of the things that we do, I mean, and I would say it's probably almost the single most important thing we do, and many people who have come on the course have said exactly this, is that we actually take them through a whole process of learning not just how to breathe properly, but noticing, you know, how they're breathing. And it's more than just breathing. It's about the tension that they're carrying in their body and how they're holding themselves. And just by simply spending 30 minutes, and Rich, mate, that is all it takes if it's guided well. If it is guided well in 30 minutes, a person can have a shift in the way that they relate to that state of stress and anxiety that will change their life forever. And that is literally the speed that it can happen if it's done well, is because it only takes a few really profound breaths where somebody totally lets themselves go and lets go of the tension in their body to have them drop down into a state that they're actually, most people are unfamiliar. And the amount of times, you know, I'm doing this breathing process with people on these leadership courses, and when I really get them to drop, the amount of times people burst into tears, and not because of they're fearful or because they're sad or anything, they burst into tears simply because it's the first time they let go of all the shit that they've been holding on to for so long, and they have the space to let it go, and the tears come, and they're tears of relief, you know. And it happens in such a short space of time. And the thing is that they don't need to understand what that was about. They don't need to understand what was driving all of that tension, the 30 or 40 years of bloody of events that have caused the anxiety. It doesn't actually really matter, because the moment they can feel themselves in a different place, they can go back there. And the moment they can go back there in their body, their experience of life changes. And this is what actually gets me so excited, because it totally, you know, and the word transform gets thrown around a lot, but it does. It totally transforms somebody's experience of their life when they are able to come into their body in this way and to let themselves go, let go of what they're holding on to.
So what was interesting about how you've transitioned is you were talking about like you doing physical work on someone to now guiding someone to do that release work themselves by coming into becoming aware of where they're holding tension. And when it's guided well, you said, I guess specifically, and then they're able to release that. So that's encouraging, because that implies, and you know what I'm leading up to, that implies that you don't need, exactly right. You don't need someone else to be grinding away and sort of, you know, like squeezing this tension out of you, you know, to kind of butcher what a body worker does.
Yeah, a little bit of that. No, you're bang on right. And I think this has been the evolution for me, is realizing that, you know, as I've come to understand this more, and this big understanding that at the heart of it all, in our nervous system, we're all the same. What that means is that it's not like we need to tailor a different experience for every single person on the planet. You know, there are so many things that are universal, right? And this is the beautiful thing of yoga and the practices that I know that you do with your breath work and things like that, Rich, right? It's, you know, they're just about getting us into the body and accessing our body, because inside our bodies, you know, we're all the same. You know, we're not unique and special in that regard. And so what that means is that as I've kind of learned been kind of discovering all this stuff, and again, I'm not going to say that I'm the first person to discover this. This is not necessarily new, but what I think I'm trying to do here and hopefully create is a different conversation, is a different type of way of looking at something, is that by understanding the similarity in us all, we can actually create a really similar and really easy to follow way of working with people that doesn't require hands-on. It doesn't require somebody to even be present in the room with them, other than as we're about to find out, you know, having some gentle words coming through somebody's ears to be guided into their body, right? I mean, everybody really needs is just an opportunity to come into their body and to learn how to feel what's happening inside them in a different way. And then in the process of doing that, learning how to let go and learning how to breathe properly, differently, learning how to just to sense and feel their body in a different way that is going to completely shift what is happening inside of them.
Yeah. I mean, we could actually sort of move on to talking about embodiment, but we covered that in a previous podcast. So I'm sort of keen to park that approach, or that way of looking at things. But you and I, we've talked about this, you know, we've become disconnected.
Absolutely.
And it kind of goes back to what you were saying about treating anxiety as a mental condition. We're still stuck in our heads, and we're not necessarily dealing with the physical tension in our bodies that then lead to, you know, panic attacks potentially or things like that. So let's kind of like dive in onto anxiety specifically again, and let's just talk about, you know, one of the things that we're really here to discuss or share, which is, you know, your life's work is getting this system for people to let go of this anxiety through physical release, and how you've put it into a course. Like, do you want to just kind of, you know, clunkily shift gears into that? Well, I've done it for you. But I mean, this is your life's work, brother, you know, like,
absolutely. And this is, you know, and I'm feeling my excitement as we're talking about this, because, you know, what I have done essentially is taken everything that we've talked about and all of my experiences from the last, you know, 20 years as it's been developed, and created what is essentially an incredibly simple and easy to follow 4-week course that can take people through the experience of letting go of the anxiety that they're carrying around, to shifting and transforming what is happening inside of them with anxiety. So I've called the program Anxiety Unloaded, because that's exactly what it is. It's that unloading and getting that anxiety monkey off our backs, right? And the idea is,
let me jump in. You said if someone can be guided, they can let go of that in 30 minutes. So why isn't it a 30-minute course, and why is it over 4 weeks? Why did I have to sit there for all that time filming you?
Well, that's a bloody good question. I mean, part of that is that, you know, there's no doubt that going one-on-one with somebody is very profound, right? I mean, I can do in 30 minutes of being in the presence of somebody, 30 minutes to an hour, I can take somebody through an absolutely incredible transformational shift, right? But one of the problems with that is that one person at a time it's pretty slow going, and it's actually quite intense. It can be quite intense, and even in groups, you know, I do this on my leadership work courses, and even in groups, you know, I mean, I might be working on 10 or 12 or even up to 20 people, but it's still it doesn't have the reach. And so what I wanted to do was to create a way of reaching a much wider audience, and knowing, of course, that to do that, you know, there's going to be, it's not a sacrifice, but the ability to create those really fast shifts might not necessarily happen. But that's also not to say that it can't, right? I mean,
you're doing yourself a disservice, mate. Let me just jump in, because I watched you, and it's always harder to sell your own work, you know what I mean? Especially if it's something that's really important to you. But like, you know, I sat there and I filmed all of this, and I watched you talk without any notes, you know, just like just sharing very usefully, like what anxiety is, how it works in your experience, and like giving people the theory and the tools around the nervous system in an easy to understand way. And then each week, you know, like actually going into the body step by step, like sustainably, responsibly. Yeah. And so you're not just like, okay, let's deal with anxiety in, on week one, because that's just going to bring up anxiety. And then that, you know, if you're on your own, you're, as calm as your voice is, it's like, that's not how to do it. So like, like I really loved this only 4 weeks, you know what I mean? And you're building each week in learning how to just get used to feeling in the body without being or going there yet, and just learning to work with sensation and the breath. So like I thought that was amazing. Yeah. And the fact that people are already having great responses, and we will talk about that more in a minute, you know, because we've soft launched this already, but the fact that people are already having breakthroughs is huge breakthroughs, you know, is inspiring. So, you know, I was joking about having to watch you talk about this stuff, but you know, I'll try not to get on a high horse, but the offers and the promises out there that people can clear their limiting beliefs or overcome their traumas. And, you know, in this unregulated industry is kind of like a pet peeve of mine, and there's no regulation on that. So people can say what they want, like you taking the time to doing it over 4 weeks, and 4 weeks is fuck all, if we're being honest, in the grand scheme of things, when you've been working with anxiety for years, you know, it's like, this is, I thought it was beautifully executed, mate.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks, Richard. And I think the piece that you said there, I mean, it is a building experience and integrating it. And I mean, like you said, four weeks is no time, but it is a practice. It is something that gets honed and developed over the course of 4 weeks. And the intention is one of the other intentions was by making it 4 weeks, is that, you know, everybody, there's this whole thing of making and breaking a habit, right? And I've heard people say it's 21 days, it's 28 days, it's bloody 60 days. It's, you know, you pick a number really, but certainly from my experience, if somebody can get through 4 weeks of doing something, it will absolutely stick. And so that is a very big reason for making the course for 4 weeks. Thank you for pulling me up on that. I mean, this really is a culmination of all my work, and I've really tried to make it as simple and as easy to follow, while also giving all the information that everybody needs to know and to understand about anxiety itself. And because I think that knowledge goes a lot, the right kind of knowledge goes a long way. And for me, this is the right kind of knowledge. It's what we need to know about anxiety, and the fact that we can treat it ourselves. You know, to go back to your original way of asking, so people don't need me to be having my hands on them and doing it. It's simpler than that. It doesn't need that kind of level of dedication, but people can do this themselves. And that's what I've wanted to create, a program where anybody can take where they are right now and completely shift their relationship with that state of anxiety, and find a place of calmness, a place of ease, and dare I say, a place of joy, you know, because that's a big outcome that a lot of people get when they let go of anxiety. They just get so much more joy and happiness.
I mean, I've got skin in the game here. Like, it was, you know, it's something that we've been working on together. You know, it's like, it's absolutely your baby, your content, your wisdom, your experience. You know, it's just been an honor for me to film. The putting of the course together is, you know, that was my job, and it wasn't as exciting, I have to admit. But I mean, like, that it's, we're releasing this thing. We've already released it, like I said, and just to speak to some of the feedback we're getting, I mean, like, I'll share some of the people that I know that I've recommended it to. And then I know that you've also given it to a few people as well. But like we've put some of the testimonials up on the site as well. But like, where's like Game Changer, you know, coming up? For I've been working with anxiety and working with the breath, and I've been doing all these different things over the years, but this approach genuinely shifted. I mean, it sounds like razzle dazzle, but it's real. It was just from real people. And I was so happy to read that, you know, cause it took some time to put together. Right. And this is your life's work. And it's like, well, how's this landing? How is this helping? And it's really making shifts with people. And for individuals out there that are interested, we'll talk about that. But you know, just to get this out into the corporate world as well, right? Just to get this out into companies that can learn to kind of work with this better. That's going to, imagine getting it into every human that works with anxiety could benefit, but like that top down kind of ripple effect of like having a much more chilled out boss, for example. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not going to deal with or replace the systemic problems that are inherent in businesses with pressure and yada yada, but like how we respond to the stress in our lives can be radically altered through something like this if we can reduce anxiety. You know, so I mean, yes, share some of the impacts that the course has had on people that you know.
Look, I mean, as I said, that there have been those immediate physical responses where I've literally, and they're, I mean, they're uncountable, really, of the immediate response of the tears and the relief that come up So as I've mentioned, I mean, that's happened in person, but this course hasn't arrived without a lot of trial. And so working with people, just guiding them through the process on the phone across continents, I've done these courses, and people still have that experience of the release and the tears, and you know, I hope the tears don't, if anybody's listening, put them off, because it's not about that. It's just about the relief that they've occurred. So like you said, game changing and life changing is a big one. But you know, thinking about men and where they're at, but the amount of parents, like, so I am doing this with kids, and you know, the amount I've got a number of parents I'm working with at the moment, and who the profound impact this is having on their children and on their lives, because all of a sudden their children are becoming more functional again, you know. And that's a really big one. You know, I mentioned that earlier on in this interview, like it is it's a chronic thing at the moment, how stressed out kids are. So to be able to shift a family's life by helping a kid deal with anxiety by using this program, because this is so much better for kids coming at it through the body than coming at trying to get into any psychological shit with children. It's not even comparable, really. So I mean, it's kind of difficult, to be honest, for me to talk about all the rave reviews I've had, because I feel like they're a bit of a blow, but I'm happy to put them up in the, you know, we'll put up that there's plenty of testimonials that we've got on the site, and happy to put some up on the podcast review as well, Rich, to go along.
You're doing that, not me, mate. That's your job.
Yes, I'm doing that. I'll do that.
All right. I'm keen to kind of like bring things to a close, because we've talked about anxiety. We've talked about why it's a problem. We've talked about how you believe, and I believe now also clearly, like that we can treat it differently as a physical condition, how it relates to embodiment, how it can actually be a very simple process though, right? It's not something that needs years and years to go into. And now we're talking about this course that, you know, we've put together, that you've built, and it's available, it's out there now. So like it's out there. We'll put a link in the show notes. We're going to offer a discount code to anyone that's listening that will be relevant or valid, sorry, for the next month. So if you're coming late to the party, apologies, but for the next month it's going to be a discount code available that you can just put in, get a nice discount for yourself as a Man Reimagined listener. Yeah, anything sort of to add on your side? Well, now? Any final thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, just a couple of bits about the course, Rich. You know, I mean, it's designed to be incredibly simple to follow. So each week there's between 30 to 45 minutes of videos. None of the videos are more than 7 or 8 minutes a piece. So they're bite-sized pieces, and it's it requires, you know, 15 to 20 minutes of your time each day, really, and that's it. That's all you're going to need to give it. And the rest of it If you put that in, it takes care of itself. So as we've alluded to, it's very, very simple. And I'll tell you what, it beats the shit out of going spending thousands of dollars at a therapist. That's for damn sure. So I would well recommend going and checking it out, not just because it's my work, just because it's bloody good.
Yeah, and thanks for mentioning that. It's like, you know, what's actually in the course and what it looks like. I mean, it's not overwhelming in any way. It is doable. Is there any kind of special equipment that you're going to need to be able to complete this, or is it basically you and a bed? What's necessary?
Yeah, no real special equipment. It's just going to be you lot. You know, there's lots of relaxation stuff. So essentially a quiet space. If you've got a yoga mat or a nice comfortable carpet or something soft to like, not a bed. Beds are a bit too soft. You can get a bit dozy and sleepy on beds as well. But so somewhere on the floor, and a yoga strap is useful to have as well. Something like that. And
but I guess you could use like a tie or anything.
That's actually, right. Little tie, something like that. And it's not because we're going to tie you up against the bedpost or anything like that. That you're worried. It's part of the process of helping get into a position that will help you relax.
And this is for men, women, all genders, all ages, as I understand it, right? There's no kind of limit to this. Like, kids can do it. It's totally safe. There's nothing.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, exactly. It's all ages. And that's part of the design. It was wanted to make it accessible. And it's also, it doesn't need to be done on your own. Like I said, with families, you know, one of the things I get families to do is to do it together. And that is a very, very profound thing to do. So, it's pretty straightforward.
Mm. Wow. I'm just happy to kind of get it out there into the real world. If anyone's got any questions, I think there'll be a way to contact Mal directly. That'll probably be helpful.
I'll chuck that up on the show notes. Feel free to contact me directly, personally. I'm also totally up for conversations. I know some people actually want to dive a bit deeper into this type of thing, and so I'll put up some contact details if anybody wants to reach out to me personally and if they've got any further questions about it.
Yeah, and if this blows up, that won't be a problem. It won't be possible after a while because you'll be overwhelmed. But I mean, you know, as long as it's manageable, I mean, I love the fact that you're willing to get on the phone and actually like help some people out.
Absolutely.
And yeah, like just thanks for your work, Mal. This is something that I'm genuinely proud to kind of be associated with. It's got nothing to do with me or my skills. It's just something that I get to put out there with you. And just thanks for your work, man. It's helped a lot of people, my clients already. May it help like a shit ton more.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. And you know, you've said that. I'm going to say that about you. You know, I'm very, very grateful for your help in this, and I wholeheartedly will say that it wouldn't be in this place and position without you, mate. So I really appreciate your support and everything you've brought to this. It's been really, really good. It's a total team effort in my book.
Oh, pugs.
Yeah, nice one, man. Well, it feels like a beautiful point to leave and wrap this up.
Yeah. It's lumps it feels and great to be like, bit of brotherly love. Yeah, man. Love it.
Bit of brotherly love. Awesome.
All right. Enjoy, everyone. Hey, hope mate. You found that of value. And links in the show notes, etc. Check the course out. Mal's available. And we'll see you again soon for another episode of Man Reimagined. Mal, take care, brother, and thank you.
You too, Rich. Thanks so much. And ciao, everybody. From this week's podcast, if there's been anything that's inspired you, challenged you, or simply left you wanting more, then please reach out to Richie and Mal via their Facebook page, Man Reimagined. Just like you, we're trying to get a handle on all these issues and topics. So the more we're able to share and talk about them, I think the better off we're all going to be. Until next time. Catch you later.